Today is Thursday, October 31st. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The most expensive political race in Western Wisconsin's history is the battle for the 3rd District congressional seat held by first-term Republican Derek Van Orden. Nearly $12 million has been spent on the race, which is the most ever for the district, and is also the most expensive competition for a congressional seat in Wisconsin this year. Van Orden has raised over $6.6 million so far, while Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook has raked in over $5.3 million as of October 16th. The election is Tuesday. Former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre warmed up the crowd for former President Donald Trump at the Resch Center in Ashwaubenon on Wednesday. Favre said it would be insane to elect Vice President Kamala Harris and said it's time to put in the star quarterback, Donald Trump. Favre said, much like the Packer organization, Donald Trump and his organization is a winner. The campaign rally also featured remarks from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde. Trump's event took place as Vice President Kamala Harris held a Get Out the Vote rally in Madison. Both candidates will be back in Wisconsin Friday. Appealing to the working class, former President Donald Trump told a crowd of supporters at the Resch Center in Green Bay last night that he would reduce taxes and offer tax credits to caregivers.
No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security benefits for our great seniors. And I'm going to support a tax credit for family caregivers who take care of their parent or loved one, and they deserve it, right?
Trump has campaigned in Wisconsin many times over the past few days. Both presidential candidates, Trump and Kamala Harris, have been courting the Wisconsin voter heavily. The last poll before Election Day shows Democrat Kamala Harris's lead over Republican Donald Trump has shortened in Wisconsin to just one percentage point. In an end-of-September poll, Harris's lead over Trump was up to 4 percentage points. Poll director Charles Franklin says it should not surprise anyone if Trump wins, and it should not surprise anyone if Harris wins. In the U.S. Senate race, Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is in a 2-point race with Republican challenger Eric Hovde, 51-49%. That's down from a 7-point lead Baldwin held over Hovde in an end-of-September poll. Both Harris and Baldwin's leads are within the 4.4% margin of error. Can cow manure help solve climate change? Civic Media's Brittany Merlo reports.
Experts at a recent congressional briefing say yes. Anaerobic digesters, known as dairy digesters, can capture methane, a greenhouse gas, from waste pits at dairy farms. A few farms in Wisconsin already use them. They convert the biogas to natural gas, which then can be used to generate clean power. Congressman Jim Costa, who represents part of the San Joaquin Valley, says it's a win-win.
You can set up a methane digest operator that can really be very efficient, very effective, and produce a lot of electricity and handle the waste at the same time. So these sustainable farming practices have reduced operational costs to farmers.
However, some environmental groups argue that this doesn't address so-called enteric methane, a natural byproduct of cows digesting their food, which is responsible for more than 70% of agricultural methane emissions. Advocates suggest a better solution would be for people to cut their consumption of dairy and meat.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its September 2024 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, still showing a challenging market for first-time home buyers looking for lower-priced starter homes. However, home sales are up 3.8% compared to the first 9 months of 2023, thanks to a strong start to the year. Available supply is only 3.8 months worth, continuing to signal a strong seller's market, as it is well below the benchmark indicating a balanced market. The existing home market saw fewer sales in September 2024 relative to that same month last year, with 8.7% fewer sales over the most recent 12-month period. The median price rose 6% to $310,000 over that same period. There were very few listings below $200,000 in September. Specifically, only 18.2% of total listings were below that price point. In contrast, 31.4% of listings were in the $200,000 to $349,999 range, and the remaining 50.4% of listings exceeded $350,000. Thanks to a strong start to the year, year-to-date home sales are up 3.8% compared to the first 9 months of 2023. The median price for the first three quarters of 2024 was up 7.6% to $310,000 when compared to the first 9 months of 2023. Although both total listings and new listings rose in September, indicating a slight improvement in inventory levels, the housing market remained tight. With just 3.8 months of available supply, the existing home market continued to signal a strong seller's advantage, with supply well below the six-month benchmark that indicates a balanced housing market. The trend of declining mortgage rates has improved affordability in the state. The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate fell to 6.18%, which is 102 basis points lower than the rate in September 2023. Combined with a slight increase in predicted median family income at just over 0.5% since September 2023, the rate decline helped offset the 6% increase in the median home price. Overall, housing affordability improved 5.7% over the past 12 months. University of Wisconsin health officials are sharing tips with parents on getting their children ready for the clocks changing this week. While adults are more happy to take the extra hour of sleep with clocks fall back, young children may have a harder time adjusting their internal clocks with routine change. Officials are recommending that parents ease their children into the time change by pushing back bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes each night for the rest of the week. The gradual change should help their internal clocks adjust better. A Dane County business that unintentionally served THC-contaminated pizza will not be cited. That's according to a report released Wednesday by Public Health Madison and Dane County. Dozens of people who ordered their famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton last week may have eaten food contaminated with oil that contained THC. More than 25 went to the ER, and children as young as 1 year old also ate the food and got sick. Famous Yeti's voluntarily closed for a deep cleaning and reopened last weekend. The oil with THC was also added to grinder sandwiches, garlic bread, and cheese bread prior to cooking. PHMDC said no citations will be issued as there are no regulation requirements for products derived from the hemp plant, and the oil that was inadvertently used is a legal product. The criminal case against the teenager charged with killing 10-year-old Lily Peters in 2022 is set to move forward in Chippewa County Court. The case has seen significant delays due to an appeal over whether the teenager would be tried in adult court or juvenile court due to the seriousness of the offense. The teenager has not been identified and is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and sexual assault. Peters was reported missing the night of April 24, 2022, and her body was discovered in the woods in Chippewa Falls the next morning. A search warrant in Laval led to drug arrest. Tuesday, the Sauk County Drug Task Force executed a search warrant at a residence on Union Street in the village of Laval. The search was conducted in connection with an ongoing investigation into the distribution of marijuana. The same residence had been searched by the Drug Task Force 2 months earlier. In the weeks following the first search, law enforcement continued to receive community tips and concerns regarding drug activity at the residence. As a result, Matthew Nealon, 33, and Samantha Williams, 40, both of Laval, were taken into custody and jailed in the Sauk County Jail on charges of felony bail jumping and possession of THC. The pair have current pending felony charges in Sauk County Circuit Court, including possession with intent to deliver THC, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and money laundering, all stemming from the previous search. The investigation is ongoing and additional criminal charges are possible. If you have any information regarding this or other criminal activity, you are encouraged to contact Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. That's 1-888-847-7285 or your local law enforcement agency. A Grant County man has been sentenced for transporting minors for prostitution. Raymond Armour, a.k.a. Mo, 29, of Cassville, was sentenced Tuesday by Chief U.S. District Judge James D. Peterson to 11 years in federal prison for two counts of transporting an individual in interstate commerce with the intent to engage in prostitution. Armour pleaded guilty to these charges on July 18th. The prison term will be followed by 20 years of supervised release. Trick-or-treat hours around the area will be held tonight. Viroqua will host trunk-or-treat at the fairgrounds from 3 to 5. Lafarge and the Village of Iola will hold trick-or-treat hours from 4 to 6. Reedstown will host a trunk-or-treat at Bliss Park from 4 to 6. Area Arena, Hillsboro, Lone Rock, Plain, and Spring Green hours will be from 4 to 7. Bosque Bell and Richland Center will hold trick-or-treat hours from 4:30 to 7:30. Hours in Gaze Mills will be from 4 to 8. Avoca and Muscadet trick-or-treat hours will be from 5 to 7. And Blue River will hold trick-or-treat hours from 5:30 to 7:30.